This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be here on a Monday. Are you? The week is just now beginning. The communist revolution continues in America, and we're going to have such an amazing show tonight. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday is coming up an hour from now. And you probably already guessed what is going to dominate most of the conversation when I'm not screwing off or going through emails. Yes, it's Minnesota, it's deportations, and the politics of it, and the reality of it, and what we're up against. And all that is coming tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I actually get to all your emails on the subject, which I'll kind of rapidly go through and then answer so many questions about what's going on, before we reveal what's at stake and how the, I'm going to talk about you for a moment. I want you to know something. Do you have a job? Maybe you're out of work. Maybe you're still in school, but let's assume right now that you have a job. Did you know that I could probably get you fired from your job? Did you know that? Not you, Chris. I could probably get you fired from your job. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, no, I'm one of the best teachers in this school. Jesse, I'm a top salesman. Jesse, I've been at this job for 30 years. Jesse, my boss loves me. No. You don't understand what I'm saying. I didn't say you did anything wrong. In fact, I'm saying right now, you are 100% innocent, employable, and when I get you fired from your job, it will be 100% my fault and 0% your fault, but I could get you fired from your job. Know how? It's not even that difficult. Takes a little bit of money, a little bit of organization, you see? I'm going to run down to the bank. I'm going to pull out a bunch of money. We'll call it $50,000. It'd be nice to have that just sitting in the old checking account. I'm going to go pull $50,000 out of the bank. And here's what I'm going to do with it. I am going to put together an organization. The Jesse Fund, we'll call it. Now, the Jesse Fund, it'll be classified as a nonprofit, of course. No, we're not a political organization. But at the Jesse Fund, we're going to come up with a list. An employee manual, if you will. Do's and don'ts. A training manual. Hey, this is what I want you to do. This is what I don't want you to do. And after I come up with my list, I'm going to take my $50,000 and I'm going to go find some employees for the Jesse Fund. But this work's going to be a little uncomfortable, a little bit dirty. So I've got to kind of scrape the bottom of the barrel. I'll find some drug addicts. I'll go find some mentally ill white women. I'll go down to the Fifth Ward here in Houston. I know you're probably not familiar with Houston. That's the dirtball place where you'll get shot after midnight. I'll go grab some gang members who've been in and out of prison, naturally violent people. And I'm simply offering all these people, the drug addicts, the liberal white women, the gangbangers, everybody else, I'm offering them really two things. I'm offering them a purpose, and I'm offering them money. Now,
What I have found is 20 recruits. Nice mixture of gangbangers, drug addicts, losers, and white women. Come on in, gang. We're going to do a little training. Here, sit down. Allow me to present you with the manual. It's a bunch of pages. What are we going to do? Well, let's just say your name is Bob, all right? We are going to go down to where Bob works, and we're going to try to get Bob fired. Now, we don't want to break the law. No one here wants to get arrested, kicked in the face, pepper sprayed. We don't want to break the law, so we're going to research some laws. Part of that $50,000 has to go to a lawyer, you see? We're going to figure out what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do. I'm not allowed within 20 feet of your workplace, so my employees will be trained at the Jesse Fund to stand 19 feet away from where you work, 19 feet from the entrance. We're going to bring horns and megaphones and signs, and all day, every day, you and your boss, you're going to have to hear us making a racket outside. Fire Bob! Fire Bob! Bob's a Nazi! Fire Bob! Remember, Bob hasn't done anything wrong. You haven't done anything wrong. If we don't get you fired after a day or two, well, that's fine. We know who your boss is. Found it on the internet. Took 5 seconds. It would take Jewish producer Chris 5 seconds to find out who your boss is. Every company has a website. We'll follow him home. We'll make sure when he gets out of the car at his special parking space, he has a megaphone in his face. Why haven't you fired Bob yet? You want a Nazi working for you? Fire Bob! When he goes home tonight and he snatches up his old lady, it's their anniversary. He's taking her out to Red Lobster for something nice. We'll be there. Right about the time she's breaking open her first Cheddar Bay biscuit, we'll be walking in the restaurant. Bob hirer! He hires Bob! Nazis work for this guy! Let me ask you something, wonderful employee. How long do I have to do this where you work at your school, at your job? How long do I have to do this before your boss starts to think, man, I can't have this anymore? Look, I love Bob. Bob's been here for 20 years. Bob hasn't done anything wrong, but I can't have this anymore. Now my wife is getting yelled at. That it's affecting business. Customers don't want to come in. The landlord's starting to complain. The neighbors across the street. Man, I think I'm going to have to fire Bob. Now keep in mind, your Bob, you didn't do anything wrong. Nothing. Your responsibility for this situation is zero. 0% of this is your fault. And yet, your boss is sitting there right now thinking, I've got to let him go. Chaos can be created from nothing. From nothing. You don't even need 1%. You don't even need the slightest kernel of truth for chaos to be created. Making people uncomfortable, prompting people to action can be created. All it takes is some organization, some willing participants, and some cash. It can be created from nothing. Give me 50 grand, I'll have you fired in a week or two. If it's your own business, oh, I'm a small business owner, I'll have every client you have walking away from you in a month. 50 grand, a few felons, a couple mentally ill liberal white women, and a Xanax prescription is all I need. Right now, what we are living through and what we will live through for a while, unless, of course, the Trump administration bends the knee, then we're screwed. But if they don't, which we better hope they don't, if the Trump administration holds strong with the mass deportation of foreigners, we are going to live through a guerrilla warfare action. We are living through and witnessing, as we speak, a communist revolution in the United States of America. It is caused by the higher-ups in the Democrat Party, by communist billionaires who fund the Democrat Party, by street animals Democrats recruit and pay and organize and train, and it is not your fault. It is not my fault. It is not the fault of the Trump administration. It's not the fault of this optics or that optics or this guy or that guy. It's the if that. Nope, 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 nope. We're not going to share blame. We're not going to do this thing where, well, I mean, we all could be better. No, 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 no. There will be exactly 0% of that. You are 0% at fault here. The communists are 100% at fault here. But this is a communist specialty and has been a communist specialty since they prompted the National Guard to gun down a couple dirty commies at Kent State years ago. And before that, this is what they do. They do it on purpose. They do it from nothing. They do it because they're demonic animal savages. And it is time for you to steel yourself and be ready. Because this isn't even close to over. This is the beginning. We are going to discuss it. I'm going to go over your emails. I have training documents. I have dark money groups paying for it. I have it all. Are you ready? Have you taken your chalk today? You're going to need it. This is not yesterday's news. It's not today's news. It's not the news story of the past couple weeks. This is going to be your life until the Trump administration stops deportations or until we achieve final victory. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk and get your T levels up because the time is now. Go get a female vitality stack from Chalk and get your T levels up. Well, not T levels, your energy levels up, because the time is now. Natural herbal supplements. You better wake up in the morning as a happy warrior, smile on your face, ready to rock and roll, or there's a chance the communist chaos propaganda network will actually break even you. Did you know that? Because strong people are shattered by this too. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday as we break down the communist revolution, the guerrilla action taking place in hostile foreign city-states, why we must hold strong, and in fact, more than holding strong, we have to double down, triple down, because right now we are in a very, very soft rebellion. That's what we're experiencing. Open rebellion. It's what's happening. So let me begin, because I have so many. My email inbox was full of people trying to figure out what's going on. People mad. People this. People that. Okay, so I'm going to try to take this. I'm going to try to take it in order. I've decided this is the way I'm going to do this, because these questions are all themed, meaning if you asked it, if I read it, I got 20 like this. Jesse, is it fair to say by not acting aggressively early on, the president is allowing the rioting to get out of hand? Yes and no. Allow me to explain. What I want right now is Donald Trump to enact the Insurrection Act, because there is an insurrection going on in Minnesota. It's not just a couple street animals. It is an insurrection that is very clearly being sanctioned, maybe even funded, at the highest levels of the Minnesota government. It's not each and every person from Minnesota, but the government structure in Minnesota is in a state of revolt against the United States of America. It is not a Democrat or Republican thing, or at least it should not be, to arrest and deport people who are in your country illegally. If you are trying to keep illegals in the United States of America, and in fact you're fighting the federal government when they try to deport them, that is an act of revolt. That is an act of open rebellion. This is the governor of the state of Minnesota.
We have got children in Minnesota hiding in their houses, afraid to go outside. Many of us grew up reading that story of Anne Frank. Somebody's going to write that children's story about Minnesota.
This is the lieutenant governor of the state of Minnesota.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line and use nonviolent direct action, which is one of the most important tools in our toolbox to say, I am not okay. I will not go silently into the night. I will join arms with my friends, with my neighbors, and with people who generally believe that folks should be able to afford their lives, should be treated with dignity and as human beings, then we need to see you there.
This is the police chief of Minneapolis.
The greater issue is, even if there is an investigation that ultimately proves that at the time of the shooting it was legally justified, I don't think that even matters at this point because they're just...
It doesn't even matter? Donald Trump has on his hands a situation I wouldn't wish on anybody. Nevertheless, we're going to talk about this a lot tonight. It's not what I want or what you want or what he wants that matters. We are going to deal in reality. And the reality is Donald Trump has a state, several, but we'll focus on one right now, has a state that is in open rebellion against the United States government. The Insurrection Act is 100% appropriate, and I want him to put it in there now. Now, before I get to that specific part of it, let me explain this part. I understand completely why he's not. Do you remember when we did the Rhodesia history series? I know you loved it. I'm glad you loved it. But remember when we did that? Do you remember that one operation? Probably forgot, or maybe you just remember the high points of it. So the Selu Scouts, they were the super elite, super ninja types for Rhodesia. They had this operation. It was so audacious, so brilliant. My mind is still blown. They went undercover into another country, Mozambique. They gained access to the communist rebel base, pretending to be communists, drove directly onto the parade ground, essentially the central ground of the base, where all the communists were gathered. At which point in time, in their armored cars, they opened fire and mowed down like 1,000 communists, turned around and bolted from the base without losing a single man militarily. One of the most brilliant things I have ever read about in my life. I've listened to people talk about it who were there. My jaw drops. Drops. Militarily. Brilliant. Politically, a complete disaster. When Rhodesia did it, at that time they had one ally left on the world stage, South Africa. Everyone else had abandoned them. U.S. President Jimmy Carter was, everybody had abandoned them. One ally left, and that ally was getting real shaky. Based off that military operation that was so successful, South Africa said, you know what? We're out. You're on your own. There is a truth in life that I think guys will probably struggle with this more than ladies will. I know I do. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I know I do. In all military campaigns, there is a political aspect to it. There is a political aspect at all times. It's not just swords and shields and guns and cannons. There is a political aspect to every military campaign. I'll continue this thinking in a moment. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't
shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, fantastic Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Only about 30 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, which is always a real good time. Back to the first of the emails about Minnesota and ICE and deportations. And this is going to take a long time to chop through all this, the organization and everything else. Guy asked, is it fair to say he's not acting aggressively enough, talking about Trump? And I said, I want the Insurrection Act now, which I will explain in a moment. But why don't we have it yet? Trump puts out a social media post today. This is a couple hours ago. Hey, I just got off the phone with Tim Walz. I think we kind of agree on some things. And everyone's rolling their eyes. Oh, no, he's caving. And I don't know what he's going to do or what he's not going to do. I'm not saying anything. But I'm going to read something for you. I want to give credit to Chris Brunette, who I don't know, but he's a journalist. He dug up the information. I did not, so I want to make sure he gets credit. He did a search online, and did you know this? I don't even know how to do this. I'm sure Chris and Corey do. You can search online for what people are searching. You can actually go look at what people are looking up. Last night, there were... how many playoff games, Corey? How many playoff games were yesterday in the NFL? Were there two? There were two. All right. There were two NFL playoff games yesterday. Sorry to be a nerd. I used to watch the NFL all the time. They went all Black Lives Matter. I don't watch anymore. I don't even know who won. I don't even know who was playing. There were two NFL games yesterday. Okay? This Chris Brunette, he looked up last night. What's the interest level for the country? What are people looking up right now? Do you know what the ICE interest, the terms like Minnesota, ICE, do you know what the interest level was last night on the internet? This is out of 100, all right, out of 100. Less than 20, 17, 18. Do you know what the interest was for Seahawks? Apparently they won, or I'm assuming they won yesterday, but it's one of the football teams. I remember that. 100. 100. I know it's frustrating, just staying with me. We are experiencing open rebellion in our country, a communist revolution in our country. You know this. That's why you're listening right now. We understand, you and I do, that the stakes are everything. It'll determine what kind of a country we are for the next 100 years, 200 years, if God allows us to live that long. The stakes are everything. And five times as many people in our country were looking up the NFL playoffs as the open rebellion happening inside of our borders. That's staggering, isn't it? That's sobering, isn't it? Sobering. Now, why do I bring that up? Right now, there is a huge propaganda war going on, as we've discussed before. COVID was, in every way, the largest propaganda campaign in the history of mankind. When you look at the breadth of it, every country, every industry, it seemed like it wasn't, but it seemed like every friggin' doctor, every actor, everybody was all in, get your shot, put a mask on, get your shot. So it was all crap. It was all lies. The largest propaganda campaign in human history, and you just lived through it 5 years ago. Well, let me ask you something. For the communists who want to destroy, eventually conquer, that's what we're talking about. For the communists who want to conquer Western civilization, what do you think is more important to them in their revolution, COVID or the mass importation of foreigners?
The mass importation of foreigners is everything to the people who are busy destroying Western civilization. Without it, pick your European country right now that you and I love to mock. Germany, France, UK, pick your European country. If you were to just snap your fingers and get every foreigner gone immediately, boom, those countries are immediately back to what you want them to be and what I want them to be. Without foreigners, the communist revolution and Western civilization collapses immediately. Overnight, it's gone. Does not exist anymore. These foreigners are everything. Therefore, because of the importance of the foreigners, we are just in the beginning of the largest propaganda campaign in human history. It will end up dwarfing COVID, if you can believe it or not, and it'll go on longer than the COVID propaganda went, believe it or not. That's how important it is. It is a guarantee. Unless he weakens, unless he backs off, Donald Trump's next 3 years will have to exist under the largest propaganda campaign ever in the history of mankind. The propaganda campaign designed for who? They're not going to get you. They're not going to get you. Who's it designed for? Let me pull up this chart again. I know you can't see it. It's the radio. Let me pull up this chart again. 5 times as many people last night were looking up the Seattle Seahawks as we're looking up the ICE, Minnesota, mass deportations. 5 times. Those people, those are the ones the propaganda campaign is aimed at. You and I may not like being in a propaganda campaign, but as we discussed last week, we are in one. The Trump administration. I believe they have to enact the Insurrection Act now. They should have put it in last week. I'll get to that. Like I said, I keep saying I'll get to that, and I will. But why has he not? Because either he himself or he has people around him who are telling him, and they may be right about this, that we're not losing this propaganda campaign yet, but United States Marines start walking the streets of Minneapolis and all that entails, we might start losing that propaganda campaign. And if we start losing that propaganda campaign, then that probably, it almost undoubtedly means we have huge midterm losses, which means the Trump administration is handicapped in a lot of significant ways for the last 2 years. They're thinking about things in those terms. How do we handle this? How do we continue with the deportations? How do we keep pushing forward without weakening, without giving the other side fuel? And they are trying. They are trying to put out the right messaging. Here was Caroline Levin.
More than 80% of Americans favor deporting illegal aliens convicted of violent crimes. A country unable to deport criminals who enter it illegally is no country at all.
You can tell she didn't walk in and just say that off the cuff. Not that she's not sharp enough to do so. She's very sharp. You can tell they got together in a room. Can't you tell? They got together in a room and they hammered out talking points. Hey, what's the messaging going to be?
More than 80% of Americans favor deporting illegal aliens convicted of violent crimes. A country unable to deport criminals who enter it illegally is no country at all.
What's the messaging going to be?
If Governor Walz and Mayor Fry implement these common sense cooperative measures, CBP will no longer be needed to support ICE on the ground in Minnesota. ICE and local law enforcement will peacefully work together, as they are effectively doing in so many other states and jurisdictions, to remove violent criminals from American neighborhoods across the country.
More.
Where you have elected Democrat officials across the country who are encouraging left-wing agitators and crazy people to go out and unlawfully obstruct lawful immigration enforcement. Again, these brave men and women of ICE and Border Patrol and the federal enforcement are just trying to do their jobs to enforce our nation's immigration laws.
More.
The open borders agenda of Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, and the Democrats was already on the ballot on November 5th, 2024, and it was resoundingly rejected. President Trump will never back down from his promise to deport violent criminal illegal aliens and make America safe again, and he welcomes all cooperation in that effort.
They don't want to do the Insurrection Act because they're worried about the optics. That's why. Now, why should they do it? I'll talk about that next.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. So I'll get to the other emails and what's happening right now, but why do I want the Insurrection Act now? Ugly as it may be, much as the optics may not be good. Well, pause for a moment. I want to make sure he gets credit. His name is Cam Higby. I do not know Cam. Obviously, we know a lot of the same people, but I do not know him. I'm not going to act like we're friends. He's an investigative journalist, one of these street types. He has to wear a helmet because he's always involved in these communist street protests, always. Dude has to wear body armor. It's very dangerous for him out there to deal with the street animals. He did some digging and some infiltrating. You know what I'm holding in my hand? You hear that? Can you hear that? Remember when I brought up in the beginning of the show when I said I could get you fired and I said I was going to bring a bunch of animals in and I was going to give them a manual? Well, Cam Higby infiltrated these communist protests, these communist riots in Minnesota, the groups behind them. What you're listening to, it's the manual. Would you like to hear some headlines? Mobile patrol, work in teams of two. If you don't have a buddy with you and see an abductor, you have options. Stationary patrol, telling people how to surveil ICE. They're talking about bringing battery packs, a full tank of gas. Make sure you have, quote, extra whistles, a megaphone, protest signs. This is, I'm reading from a manual that looks like it could come from Merrill Lynch for new employees. That's how professional and detailed this is. Make sure you bring phone chargers, wired earbuds, pepper spray, notebook and pen, food and water, things not to bring. They talk about foot patrol, what you do there. Oh, look at this. I'm looking at a chart. What is this chart? It's titled Patrol Decision Tree. We're talking about the exact, the order of business ICE uses to track people down and what they want the communist street protesters to do to film everything, to disrupt everything. I'm looking at the follow-up things, at the risk levels and considerations. This is as professional as you could possibly imagine. What we are in the middle of in this country, and it is way beyond Minnesota, is an organized communist rebellion. The reason I want, and I'm not ripping on him because I get why he's not doing it. The reason I want the Insurrection Act in Minnesota smashing this thing into a fine powder right now is the communists are gearing up to do this nationwide, and they're learning what they can and cannot do. And right now, let me tell you some lessons they've learned. Hey, if we get one of our street animals capped, the media is going to make them look really bad. Here's a headline for you. Headline. Trump announces he's sending Tom Homan to Minnesota amid protests. Do you know what's going on there? What's going on there? Why would you announce that? Well, here's why. Donald Trump believes he has to make changes. Kristi Noem has been very vocal out there. She said a couple dumb things in response to the latest shoot, but no matter what, in response to all this stuff, the Trump administration is already making changes. Trump announces today on social media, hey, had a great call with Tim Walz. Trump announces today, we're sending Tom Homan to take care of things. Do you know what that is? That's your favorite football team firing the head coach. That's what that is. Oh, we're going to keep him on as a consultant. That's your favorite football team firing the head coach. This is all being done in response to communist activities on the streets of Minnesota. The communist revolution in this country, they are finding some success. I am not telling you they are winning. I'm not telling you they're winning the propaganda war. I'm not saying that at all. But they are finding some success. This has to be stamped out now, early. If it is not, every success they have, and remember, when they have a death, when someone dies, they consider that a success. These are soulless demons. These are anti-humans. They don't care about what one of their fellow street animals dying. When they have somebody who dies at the hands of ICE or Border Patrol or anybody, that for them counts as a huge success because they know our disgusting media will carry it forward as a huge propaganda thing, making them sympathetic. Every time one of these communists dies in the streets, they consider it a win. We just had another guy die. That's number two in Minneapolis. Boom. Head coach fired. New head coach in. Right now, the communists, they don't feel like they're losing. I'm not saying they're winning, but they don't feel like they're losing. It's unbelievably important for the future of the country. Forget the Trump presidency or Minnesota, or the next 3 years. For the future of America, it's really, really, really important that this stops now. Whatever ugliness it may take. Now, and I'll get to the other ones after we do Medal of Honor Monday and stuff like that. I understand you might be saying, I don't like this, that's ugly, I don't like this, I don't like that. Let me tell you something. I'd be worried if you did. There are a million times in life, because life is not a Disney movie, there are a million times in life when the only choices you have in front of you are crappy and crappier. That's how it works. We love the comic book version of life, but that's not how we live. We're in the middle of a communist revolution. Options going forward will not be nice. They will not be pretty. We're going to pause on this. We'll do Medal of Honor Monday. We'll come back to it next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.